Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Wow, you tuned in to the Love Journey. And we're already in September. It's been an interesting time, and to move through this 2016. Wow. Well, family, you tuned in to the Love Journey. We're going to start off with a song on this. Speak to my heart, Lord. And I'm telling you, you got a great, wonderful gift. He's going to pray us in today. Miss King Arlene. I don't know if I said that right. King, wife, Queen Arlene. All right, Jamal, I might be feeling a little iffy, guys. Forgive me, forgive me. All right, we're going to go ahead and listen to Donnie McCluskey. Speak to my heart. You know, sometimes you just want God to speak to your heart. All right.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Open my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
I'm not
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. We're going to bring Queen Arlene in to press in on this Monday and do a quick meditation or whatever meditation. I don't know how quick or long or whatever, but I'm just excited to bring this beautiful queen to share her gifts with us today. Arlene?
Thanks. Hello. How are you doing this morning? Hello, everyone.
They're great.
Well, what we're going to do is start out first with a meditation and then move into the prayer. The meditation is in order to bring us in alignment with the source of creation, and then the prayer is to invoke the I Am that is within everyone. So I want people to take three cleansing breaths. And as you exhale, just allow yourself to get more and more relaxed. One more time, inhale, and exhale. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that comes down from the source of creation. Comes down through the crown of your head. A golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, it brings you more and more into alignment with the source of creation. Feel that golden beam of light down your face, your cheeks, your neck, and everywhere this golden beam of light touches, brings you into alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your torso, down through your fingers, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Allow yourself to feel God's love for you. Allow yourself to feel yourself being brought into alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your hips, your thighs, the golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, it brings you more and more in alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your knees, your calves, your feet, the sole of your feet, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, brings you more and more into alignment with the source of creation. And in your mind's eye, see that golden beam of light go down to the center of the earth. See that golden beam of light go through the earth's layers to the earth center. And feel God's love for you. Just stay there for a moment and allow yourself to resonate with the source of creation. Every cell in your body has been brought into alignment with the source of creation. now to that golden beam of light, make its way back up to you. It's creating this long line from the source of creation down to the center of the earth, but that energy is moving its way back up to you. Through the layers of the earth, up through the soles of your feet. That golden beam of light. And you'll be aware that light touches, brings you more and more in alignment with the source of creation. Feel it going up your calves, your knees, your thighs. That there is a new life that comes from the source of creation. And allow yourself to feel God's love for you. Feel the golden beam of light go up your thighs, your hips, your fingertips, your torso. That golden beam of light. Allow it to go up your chest, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, that golden beam of light that comes from the source of creation. Feel it go up your face, back of your head, the front of your head, up to the source of creation. And allow yourself to feel God's love and God's joy for creating you. Father, Mother God, illuminate the divine I am that is within us. Let everyone within the sound of my voice see themselves as you see them. Whole, perfect, complete. Bring healing and wholeness to the mind, bodies, and spirit of everyone that is within the sound of my voice. Bring in healing and wholeness to the finances, the relationship, and any area of concern of anyone here into complete healing and wholeness. Reveal to us what needs to be changed and release what no longer serves us. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve the resistance, dissolve the feelings of undeservedness from our bodies. Just feel it, release and let go. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let the illumination of your grace fill us. Help us to release our expectations of what our lives should look like and surrender to your dream for us, because your dream for us is larger than anything that we can imagine. Help us to surrender and trust you, God. Let us resonate with the whole, perfect completeness of the I am within us. And if there is anything missing out of this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on that altar seat and make it manifest to your will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ, Amen, Ashe, and so it is.
So it is. Wow. Thank you, Eileen.
You're quite welcome.
Wow, wow, wow. Look, Good morning, good morning, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. That was Queen Arlene. And Arlene, if people want to know more about you or contact you, would you like to share your information?
Certainly. They can reach me through Facebook. My name on Facebook is Arlene Cahet. They can reach me through my website. That's www.healingparadigms.com. Or they can get in contact with me via phone at 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930.
Wow. Thank you again for that prayer and that meditation. It was absolutely beautiful.
And thank you for letting me be of service to the Love Journey family. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, you've tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, today is the holiday, and I promised you I wasn't going to keep you long today. Also, I just want to just take a few seconds and send lots of love to our sister, Deborah and Rick. Her family, and continue asking God to continue to send her love, encouragement as she moved through her process. We want to thank God for the opportunity for her to be a part of our community, because she's such a gift to our community. We've benefited from her love, from her gifts, and from her talents. We thank God for her continuing to send love and light to her family. Also, just want to continue to send love to all the birthdays. Today is Sheila Howard's birthday, Nicole Wheatley's birthday this week, and Donna Hilton Taylor's birthday this week. And we pray Rosa and Jesse and all those who had birthdays this weekend had a great time. All right, family, I promise I'm not going to hold you long. I'm just going to read from the Daily Inspiration and give you a few words on that, and just pray that you all have a blessed holiday. And before we read anything, if anybody want to say anything about today or whatever's going on, you can *6 on this line. We want to thank Arlene for her beautiful presence this morning. That prayer and that meditation was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to get, I can't find my daily run, so I guess I'll read something from Master Kemp's, y'all. Oh, what a beautiful morning for a holiday. I hope all of you all are having a great, great, great morning this morning. And you know what? I'm going to play a little song while we get started, while I get started, because, you know, sometimes you just need a little music. And I'm going to play a song called Let 'Em In. Let 'Em In, family. And then we're going to, and I love this song. This is by the Winans Children. They call Winans Phase 2. And it's fun, you know, isn't it amazing how when our children grow up, they do some amazing things? And that's who this is.
My father, even a walk with me. that it keeps my mind in perfect peace. Into my ear he sings a melody, yeah. He's making love to my heart. Ooh. And it's deeper than the eye can see. Cause he has so much more. Don't ignore, let him win. Oh yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. That was Winans phase two. That's the children of the BB and CC and all those beautiful Winans that we grew up with. Now their children are growing up singing. Oh, wow. He said, you got to let God make love to your heart. He said he's not talking about carnality. He's talking about spirituality. I love that song. When I'm on the floor stepping at the gospel stepping brunch, every time they put that on, I just go into another state of consciousness. All right, family, I know I promised you I wasn't going to keep you long. Yes, this is The Love Journey, and we're going to talk about being stuck. And I'm going to bring it in, and I'm going to get it out. How to find grace in setbacks. Have you ever been stuck? Have you been there? While life was cruising along just fine, then bam, out of the blue, life interrupts you. And sometimes it can seem like life, the universe, or God is against you. Have you ever had a series of events just go wrong and wonder, why me? Have you had a hard time bouncing back from the last event that knocked you out? Do not fret. What I know for sure is that there's grace in every setback. I define grace as God, as source, the divine saying yes to your purpose, yes to your dreams, yes to your life. But there's a catch. You see, this yes can many times feel like a no. It can even show up as a diagnosis, a certain turn of events, things that change everything. the loss of a loved one. It could just be anything. It's vital to remember that a delay is not a denial. A delay is not a denial. And no matter what we go through, whether it's infidelity, suicide attempts, financial crisis, weight gain, divorce, injuries, trauma of all kinds, and what astonishes me through all of this thing when we talk to people, when I talk to people about it, is that time and time again, grace can be found in the hardest and most challenging moments of our lives. God always goes, I call a life jacket to us in the middle of what we call crisis or whatever's going on in our life. We always seem to get a life jacket, believe it or not. But I also think about these times as our wounds are the doorway to our purpose. The wounds can be the doorway to our purpose. Can you imagine that? When we find the grace, we are firmly living in our purpose. This is not some Pollyanna philosophy or simply positive thinking or denial. We must see things as they are and then find the meaning and perspective that inspires us to make it better than it is us. It's about finding that grace. Grace, we define as unearned divine favor. Unearned divine favor. That's how he's defining grace. You could think of it as your creator saying yes to your life, yes to your purpose, and inside every setback, inside every disappointment, inside of every piece of suffering, we can find meaning. In fact, it's often believed in the philosophy that life is where joy is found in bringing meaning to our suffering. So Joseph Campbell, and his famous, he's famous for saying that we cannot cure the world of our sorrow, but we can choose to participate joyfully in the sorrows of the world. That's interesting. And so what we get to do when we're going through a hard time, I call them the divine storms, where the whole universe or everything seems to be against you. When you're in those moments of crisis and setback, to really ask yourself the question, what's the lesson here? And not the lesson that promotes your smallness, like I'm not enough or I'm a loser, I should quit. Not like I'm small, smallness, little thinking, fear lesson. I'm talking about that rich spiritual lesson. Because in every crisis, every heartbreak, every moment of sadness or heart-wrenching, crying and the ugly cry, all those moments where we have those moments, there is absolute grace. You see, there's a larger yes, and when we find meaning inside those moments, it gives us the will to live. It gives us the ability to show up and face the world and really want to be here. And so I got to ask you, if you happen to have gone through or going through a hard time or a crisis or a transition right now, could there be a spiritual lesson? What would the spiritual lesson be? The relationship is deteriorating. Or what could the spiritual lesson be as a second opinion in your illness? What could the spiritual lesson be in the business? What could the spiritual lesson be in this particular crisis? Because when you get still and you meditate, or you pray and you say, dear God, dear universe, show me the spiritual lesson in this. Your prayers answered immediately. Come, Holy Spirit, show me. Let there be light. Your job, once you make the prayer to show me, the lesson is to see everything that happens after that prayer as an answer to your prayer. We got to get real. Either everything is divine timing and everything is grace, or nothing is. You cannot pick and choose. Well, this is grace and this is divine and this isn't. We get to choose one or the other. Which one's grace? And is this divine timing, or is this just chaos? And we have to live either by one or the other. So could this be, even if it hurts, even if it's sad, even if it feels like a kick in the teeth and punch to the stomach, could there be divine timing in what you're going through? And could it be, even though it hurts, even though it's sad, and even though there's a level of heartbreak in what you're going through, could there be grace? Could there be a larger yes? Is there a spiritual lesson? Could you get still and listen to your heart? Because the heart has wisdom. You can meditate and listen for an answer. You can pray and ask for an answer, and it will come.
The book will fall off the shelf. The tweet will come. The Facebook status update will come. The synchronicity, the miracle will show up, but you got to be open. Ooh, you got to be open. You see, life becomes a series of self-fulfilling prophecies. So as you believe and as you think, so shall it be. So if you want to take this crisis or this moment of a setback and just look for all the reasons why you should stop, why you should quit, and why you should play small, guess what? You will find them. But you can also find reasons of what the spiritual lesson is and how you can grow and how you can learn and how you can improve and how you can do better next time. You get to choose. It's one of the most important things that we can do as human beings is to choose the meaning that we give the events of our lives. You see, it's one of the greatest sources of free will that we have to really say and give something a meaning. We can say it's a setback. Is this a lesson? Is this the end? Is this the beginning? Only we get to decide. So today, what is the spiritual lesson that you are learning in this particular process that you're experiencing right now? What is the grace in this? Where's the larger yes that's pushing you to grow, pushing you to expand, pushing you outside your comfort zone? And how is this a catalyst for the next adventure in your life? Wow. I invite you today to ask yourself, how is this a lesson? Is this a larger yes? Wow. And most importantly, always remember that the universe is friendly to your desires. I tell you, family, this might have not been for anyone else. It was for me today. And so I promise you I wasn't going to keep you long, and that's my message for today, for us to go through our experience and find the lesson. Find the larger yes. And know that the universe is always friendly to your desires. Wow. I'm so grateful. All right, any questions, comments, concerns before we go? I want to thank each and every one of you on this Monday. We will have Queen Arlene coming on every Monday, giving us a meditation. I'm not sure how long she for the next few Mondays. She's committed to giving us a meditation and a prayer to share her gifts with us today. And as we move through today, I want us to know that our life is a gift. Remembering that our life is a gift and that we are here for a purpose. No matter what we may be experiencing right now, we are here for a purpose. All right, family, I'm going to open up the line. I'm going to be quiet. I know I keep saying, if you want to say something, then I keep talking. So I'm going to give it a few minutes, and then I'm going to end it on, you know, it's interesting. I keep talking, okay. Does anybody got any questions, comments, or concerns? All right. I don't see nobody in the queue either. All right. What's interesting is this. Is the reason why Arlene came on is because she said she heard Oprah Winfrey. I don't know if everybody heard it, but Oprah Winfrey, it was back in 1998 when Oprah did. She accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award. And she said something that was really, really interesting. Oprah said, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And she wanted to be used. She wanted her talents and her gifts to be used. And I'm going to play it for us, and then we're going to end.
Oh, Oprah, one. Oprah, these are the only possible words that can follow what you just saw, that can follow Maya Angelou. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lifetime Achievement Award to Oprah Winfrey. Woo!
Thank you. This is certainly one of life's full circle moments for me, because it's so true. We are all beacons of light for each other, and I'm grateful that Barbara Walters was there for me to see that beacon of light to become all that I could be today. Thank you, Miss Barbara. Thank you. I want to thank the Harpo family, and I want to thank the King World family. I want to thank everybody who has nurtured me, who stood in the gap for me. Stedman, you're the sweetest man, with the greatest integrity. Thank you for helping me to be everything that I am and all that is to come. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Maya. Thank you all. You know, when I, from the beginning, being a colored, then Negro, then Black, then African-American child, growing up in Mississippi, my prayer was, for as long as I can remember, God, use me. Use me. Use this life. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I know that there is a vision for my life that is greater than my imagination can hold. Use me. Use me. What would you have me to do? And that dream, that desire, that prayer brought me somehow to television. And to be able to use this tremendous vehicle of television to go into people's homes and somehow be able to touch their lives and to be the beacon that Barbara was for me, to be a light of hope and understanding, to share some sense of illumination that maybe sometimes reflects people's lives and sometimes opens them up to themselves, is the greatest blessing God could have given me. And I want to continue to use television as we become more polarized in this medium. I choose to use it in whatever way I can, we can, to make people lead better lives, to lead them to the highest vision possible for themselves. That is the goal. I thank you for this award because it encourages me to run on and see what the end will be. Thank you.
Wow. All right, as I leave you today, I leave you in the words of Oprah's speech. When I listened to the rest of her speech after this, it was so powerful that she defined authentic power. When the personality comes to serve the energy of the soul, when you are able to align who you are with who you come to the world to be. Wow. When you really find out what you've come to the world to do. She said, when the personality comes to serve the energy of the soul, and then she defined freedom, you get to wake up every day and decide for yourself how you are going to use your talents, your gifts, your skills as an offering for service to the world. Wow. So today, family, I remind you, as you move through this Labor Day holiday, that you are a gift to the planet, a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love really is a choice. And I want to remind you today, family, to not just dream your God-sized dream, but live them. You get the choice to live your God-sized dream. So, family, have a wonderful, amazing, loving, God-filled, prosperous-filled, family-filled, love-filled day. And I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song that my mom used to play on holidays when she used to get up and I was a little girl back in the day. And it was funny because when I'm at the radio station and I hear maze or I hear whispers or anything like that, it used to just like take me back to my childhood because my mom used to get up, put the barbecue on, and wow, she would play maze and happy feelings and whispers and all kinds of songs. So this is Happy Feelings, family. Take me back to my mom in the backyard as a little girl.
and everybody was out there, and oh man, everybody would play El Green. Everybody had their different music going in the different parts of the backyard, and you was gonna hear some El Green, Love and Happiness. All right, family, have a great holiday, have a great day. All right, happy feelings, family, to you, from me, and the Love Journey. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you, Arlene, for the prayer and the meditation. Thank each and every one for showing up today. I appreciate you.
And I believe
I did a good job, y'all. I promise y'all I wasn't going to keep you long, and I didn't. And all those who just tuned in or got in a little late, you want to go back and hear Queen Arlene's prayer and her meditation for the community was powerful. Thank you again, Queen Arlene. Thank you for all of you all who tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, your transformational life coach, radio host, author of Born to Be Rich, vision board counselor, master speaker, excited about life. Thank you, family. I appreciate you tuning in today. Oh, wow. All right. I guess today is a holiday, and I want each and every one of you all to go and have fun. Fun. All right. See you tomorrow.